Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As Floki and Ular approach this very dark, very, very dank cave, they happen to hear kind of near them.
Oh, look, more adventurers.
What the hell was that?
I'm down here.
Oh, look at this little thing. What's going on? The hell are you supposed to be?
I am a flumph. I am here as your guide. I was sent by Odin to help guide you through this cave and give you some advice.
My God, that's convenient.
Now, Odin is trying to help you. So, but I have one more thing for you to help you along your way. You seem to be missing one of your adventurers.
No, there's one, two of us. It looks like we're all here.
There should be three.
Well, counting you, I guess that's three.
Well, in a puff of smoke, out walks the disembodied form of Svend. It was not quite as you remember. I remember him more being a...
How do I know that name?
Svend. Smoke is stupid.
When Odin was testing you, he was one of the adventurers that was with you. Unfortunately, as you can see... Odin did not have enough power left to fully bring him back. So he's coming back as what we would call what you would refer to as a ghost. My kind would refer to it as a temporal spirit.
But well, the two of you are talking about this, I'm just really curious and like poking my finger through the top of his head and then watching like the incorporeal action, and I just keep doing it.
Just because you can't touch me doesn't mean that I can't touch you, and I don't care. Floki's eyes.
Okay.
I get it.
That's enough, children.
I get it.
They're adventures to make. So, unfortunately, due to the lack of Odin's powers, there are things you need to know about Fend.
And I do it again.
Fend will periodically disappear, since part of his job will be fixing cracks in time, if you will.
What? That's interesting.
So basically, because of this great battle between Odin and Surtur, ripples and cracks have formed throughout time that have to be repaired, or worse things may yet come.
Well, that's pretty useful, I guess. A guy that can just show up and disappear. What could be better? What could get worse than that? I can get worse than that.
So, with that, the Flumph beckons you to start following it into the cave.
Well, wait.
What?
Grander scheme of things. Right now, I just want to kind of keep it simple right now. We're here to help out a village. Now, I just ended up killing a guy who was part of a family we kind of associated ourselves with. Can you perhaps give us any sort of insight as to what was happening? And I can tell you, he wasn't quite himself. Anytime that we were hurting him or anything, he wasn't really fazed by it by any means. Like, he wasn't. And he had these milky white eyes.
Didn't you chop the guy's arm off?
No, I did end up breaking it, but he was just completely unfazed by it.
Yeah.
Weird. It sounds like somebody had killed the person and then took over the body.
Oh, thank God. So then I didn't kill this person.
Was there any kind of mark?
Yeah, there was weird runes that were on him when we investigated the body, but...
Okay. So that's about the only thing he really knows at this point. He wasn't there to witness a whole lot of this.
If I saw numbers on those people, I figured that was a yes question.
So I don't think he'd quite 100% have all the information you want, but, you know, longer he's with you, probably the more information you can prod out.
Well, if that's the case, then if you know these things and if you are privy to certain information and stuff, I'm certain that there's going to be some sort of hearing or trial that we're going to end up having to cross that bridge. That if you wouldn't mind sticking with us even through that case, I don't know what your... plot or what
I'm not much of a fighter.
Devices.
I'm not much of a fighter. I've just been sent here by Odin.
The only thing that I'm asking for,
get you through this cave and hopefully guide you for as long as I can,
is that you help be a witness and to be able to inform these people. I don't think that they're fully informed with what's going on right now. That if you would help provide information, in case we might have to stand some sort of trial, because, like I said, we ended up killing people along the way, and if this comes back to bite us in the butt, then it would be very helpful.
I understand. I will be here to help you as much as I can. We're going to try to go through this cave. Do you have any lights, torches, lanterns to help you see? I can see in the dark, but I don't believe... You can.
No, we've got torches and supplies.
So I'm kind of vaguely glowing a little bit.
Well, we've got the torches. And so I take one of the torches that I have in one of my packs and I try to hand it to Sven, and it just falls right to the ground.
That's not how ghost powers work, Loki. I can pick it up. Okay, you just can't touch me. Oh.
This is what Odin sent us to work with.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Great.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die.
Well, I thought that because of his incorporeal nature, and that he hasn't quite gotten the telekinetic abilities to hold things? Does it just poof, like sift right through his hand?
Do you know what, Zach? Give me a quick dexterity roll to see if, you know, Terry can actually hand this to you.
Dexterity?
Yeah.
19.
Okay, so
pretty good.
He's got it.
Well, prove me wrong.
It's the new day.
That's what it is.
So I'm going to ask you to be very careful in this cave. I believe that it is a cave that has been filled with fearlings. And I am not of your world, so I do not believe I am saying this 100%, but a chitin, which are both spider-like creatures. So, in this cave, built into a small glacier, is a small, maybe small cul-de-sac, if you will, where some survivors of Surtur's initial campaign took refuge. So, if you want to save this town's water supply, I would check there first.
Well, I'm gung-ho for it.
Yeah, I'm all set. Got all my stuff. And you're going to lead the way, a little plushy, fluffy, tentacle alien thing.
Well, what are you, an ottoman?
Flumph. He leans. What you perceive to be, he's leaning in a little bit close to you. Flumph.
As I wipe the spittle from my cheek.
So he starts
smearing a little bit, dude.
You notice that
it better be spit.
Notice as he starts floating into the cave that he's not actually like walking on anything. He's more like telekinetically like floating, like just almost like he bobs and weaves a little bit, almost like he's in water. To him, it's air is as easy to move through as water.
That's cool.
Like, you get a little higher, though. We can't see you up top, you know. A little low.
He raises him up about himself, about waist level to help you out. So, as you enter the cave, the smell in there is horrendous. It's damp. Even though you can't 100% see at times, you know you're stepping through puddles. You hear the distance of just droplets coming off of stalactites, stalagmites. You know, but he's, as long as you stay reasonably close to him, there are ways to move through there.
Any sort of crevices and things like that we should be aware of and look out for?
Everybody give me a quick dexterity roll, just for fun.
Or can it be survival?
Plus two, so 20.
Net 20.
Dexterity.
You go.
I'm all hibbity bibbity.
16. Not that I'm necessarily going to trip on anything. Because
you, I mean, you all shown yourself to be relatively like nimble walking through there. Oddly enough that Floki, the cleric, you know, with his heavy armor is really oddly, you know, just oddly quietly.
Ular, what's the problem?
Going through there.
I don't see what your problem is.
I mean, there's not
easy peasy, man.
It's not too much of a struggle on any of you. It's just you're all looking at Floki, looking like, how is he moving so quietly?
It's like they're almost floating him across too.
So, but as Flump is trying to lead you through things, you can see it's way too easy on him. So,
I'm gonna check around for any dead bodies.
Okay,
I will not specify why to the rest of the team yet.
Insight.
I rolled a 4.
Insight, investigation.
Either way, I rolled a 4.
Or perception.
Does anybody else want to?
I try to. Oh.
Hey guys, if you guys maybe could just maybe like look around for any like dead bodies for no specific purpose, that'd be great.
No specific purpose.
No, I'm just keeping my eyes on this plinth. Kind of still eerie.
I will use a perception and not earth a darn thing with a roll of 3. Like, nope, don't see anything.
See what I deal with? Look at these guys. They're just wandering around, not leading with us.
Hey, what's your name? Uller? Do you mind looking around for any dead bodies?
No, I just I'm keeping my eye on this Pluff guy.
As he turns around a little bit. Flump.
Hey,
Flump, for the love of Odin. Flump. I'm a Flump. These are my people. We take great pride.
Sorry, Flump.
Flump.
The Fluff. Flump.
So as you guys, those really poor rolls, are walking, relatively nimbly through things, occasionally you're catching the something crunching by your feet. So,
there's no fortune cookie.
So, give me a quick perception check.
All of us?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope mine's pretty good.
That's 18. That'd be 11.
Oh, I got 19, whatever it is. I got plus
20. Hey, Hump, what was that?
Before he can answer you, you see something's in the dark, barely lit up by your torch and the light coming from Sven's ghostly form. You can see some things crawling over the rocks, holding on to the stalactites.
Things crawling over stuff, you said?
Yeah. In the distance, probably like 20, 30 feet away, you see things crawling over the rocks. Maybe hearing, the slight hiss.
Right.
Mixed in with the dripping water noises and the slight splashes of you guys walking.
Well,
what did you
do? I'm gonna kind of, I have 18, so he's telling us what we're noticing. I'm kind of hoping that these are nocturnal creatures, and because it just seems to be rolling around, and hopefully it's not one of these things that you were telling me about earlier. I'm going to look up, see them in the shadows, and considering if they're nocturnal, hopefully like light would temporarily blind them so we can catch these things by surprise, or maybe they'll scatter like roaches.
Whatever it is, it doesn't... I would think that it's trying to figure you guys out at the moment, since you guys have torches. There's this thing there, that's putting off its own light. I mean, it's not like it's a bright light, but it's definitely an unearthly glow coming from Sven.
Well, I have a cantrip called Light, mm-hmm. So I'm just going to kind of like maybe do like a quick flashbang of... and see if I can scare this thing off.
Are you going to try to, like, Constantine it into the light I command thee? Kind of thing.
Sort of thing.
So since we're all of us are pretty high, I see this. He kind of gives me a heads up. He's going to do this. So I kind of prepare myself for the worst.
Cover my eyes, but I can still see through my hands.
So it does absolutely nothing for you.
Flump. And I kind of look at each other, kind of give him that don't move kind of look. Because he probably is aware, because he can see through the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of sees us, so he's, we're just going to see what happens here. Hopefully.
You can tell looking down at Flump that he's a little nervous.
So.
With things.
I kind of do what my guy
so whatever
tries to do anyway.
So, you touch one object that is no larger than 10 feet in any diameter. So, are any of these stalactites? Or is it stalagmites that happen? Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Are there any stalactites that are, like, nearby that I could just... dink?
Oh, yeah. With these, I mean, it's kind of like a jagged, rocky place that you have to deal with. But, like I said, you guys are moving through it pretty well. So you're gonna try to...
Yeah, and it just... Bink! And, like, it's a really bright, almost let's see, components, V, materials, a firefly or a phosphorescent moss. Would phosphorescent moss be on this diamond?
That I would say so.
Bink! And yeah. It just...
So, with that, it's like almost, how long does it last for?
An hour?
No, so with that, there's this little area in that cave lights up, and you can see these skittering spider-like things all scattering, like you said, like cockroaches going into little holes in the cave walls. You see a couple of glimpses of some man-sized monsters.
Man-sized monsters?
Yes. I believe they were called the Chitin, if I'm saying that right. Please, for those listening at home, please don't be too harsh on me for the mispronunciation. But yeah, they're large spider-like creatures. I got a picture of them for you here to help you out.
Ah, you are ugly.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
So there, a couple of them are looking at you, you know, from high ground, high stalactites, and they just piss at you and again run skitter away into corners, the darkest spots they can find.
Hey guys, I really can't help you guys without a dead body to possess, so I kind of really need one.
Well, maybe we could make a dead body of one of them.
That'd be interesting, huh?
Or maybe if I'm strong enough, I can try possess one of them alive, or at least mess with them enough for you guys to get a good hit off.
Well, they just scurried away, so we wouldn't be able to do anything at them right now.
Well, we're good.
But
we're
I can't good. Really help. I don't think they can really attack me, because probably most of their attacks will be physical.
Well, I have to say, because of my manly presence, they have run off.
No, I'd say it's definitely because of the light.
Yeah, it's nice, shining armor.
See? You almost see, like, because of his armor, there's almost, like, disco ball lights going it's with like him.
Sequin. My sequin armor. Boy, my character's really taking a turn. rough and tough.
So the flump looks up at you and is like, nice. So now you kind of can see things pretty well as you go through.
Does his light kind of carry on, or is it just that specific area we're in that just kind of lit up?
Well, it goes for, 20 feet as bright light, and I would assume that the further out it goes, it just gets dimmer and dimmer.
Mm-hmm. How high up did you touch this, like, stalagmite?
I don't know, whatever it would be for, like, a 10-foot object, that's as big as the object.
No, so it's almost like a 10-foot beacon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So as the light, like, goes between things, you still notice that there's, like, some very unnaturally dark, like, shadows going through things. This light's definitely helped you a lot. You can catch the sight of strewn about bones everywhere.
Well, we're getting closer for you, buddy. I mean, like, look, there's bones. That's part of it. And maybe. So I guess, like, as I go along, if I see any more of this phosphorescent stuff, I just give it a little boop.
How many times can you use it?
It's a cantrip, so okay. I could use it any time. So I just
boop. Would it be possible for us to collect some bones and me to possess as a skeleton?
No.
I don't know.
No, you need to know some necromancy for that.
You clitter clattering around. Yeah. Like, really stealthy. Really stealthy,
coming
man.
Coming from the guy who gets a nat 20 with armor.
They'll never hear me.
They don't.
So, as you're walking through...
Just light coming through their cave, and they have no clue what it is.
Ping, voom. Ping, voom. And it makes that sound, too.
So you're just lighting this place up, giving nothing the chance.
The thing is like, when I touch one... This one goes on, the other one goes off behind.
Okay.
So
So you're trying to keep.
Yeah.
So
and I'll be your disco ball of guidance. Bing, bing.
So often in the distance, probably like 100 yards away, you see almost like a, it seems like a man-made doorway, you know, very, very large, you know, doorway to going into another cave. But as you go to touch a stalactite, you touch something really squishy and that light does not go on.
I keep touching it.
Going on,
so you notice with did you put out your torch and all this, or are you still carrying that?
I still have
the, okay,
because I'm behind.
So
this isn't working.
So I could see this like flump in front of me you stand behind us, and I'm sitting there waiting, and I'm just like, what's going on?
So what? When you turn around, you turn the light, and here it is, some sort of grotesque monster. It's mm-hmm. just pissed because I keep poking at it.
So
I don't want to look. Grab that plump by the head. And look up.
Just really irritatingly, like it's so, like it's like on Ace Ventura when the fan dies off and he's in the rhino. He's like, tick, 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 tick. That's kind of what I'm doing.
So. What you're now touching and gazing upon is called a Fearling. It is a medium-sized demon.
Oh. Oh, boy.
And it is going to try to cast Fear Made Flesh upon you. So you have to make a DC Wisdom saving throw. Or you'll be frightened for 1 minute.
Well, I'm full of wisdom, even though I'm not acting like I am. So, +5.
19.
I ain't scared of this
thing. You are now,
I keep poking it.
You are now immune to Fear Made Flesh for the next 24 hours.
That's good to know. Poke, 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 poke. Maybe I should draw weapons.
So, this thing gets really angry and kind of rears up at you.
Is it just gnarling in my face?
Yeah. Just very, very angrily.
You're so
at you. If you're probably not careful, this thing's probably going to, you know, attach to your face like a freaking, face hugger alien.
I'm just imagining it just bellowing at me, and I just whatever like cloth that I have is fluttering in its
I think
breath.
It's almost like to give you guys a visual at home, I'm kind of thinking it's like the one dinosaur in Jurassic Park that growls and you can hear it shaking when it meets up with the dude who stole all the DNA stuff,
and it spits
just
poop.
That sound.
Ah.
No, it just bites, but it can make 2 bite attacks. So it goes terrible. To bite Terry.
Are we rolling in this
then? No. And it goes to bite Floki here, real quick.
Oh, this son of a bitch is getting an attack before I go. Alright.
You're just poking.
Oh, just poking it.
You're still poking.
Is it irritated at me? Is it going to get a disadvantage because I'm irritating the crap out of it? Or what's going on with it?
I
feel like it's got rage. It's gonna get plus.
It's irritated.
It gets +3 to hit.
But it has a -1 for irritation.
No. How much HP does he got?
That's a 9 + 12. I don't think that's gonna get by your armor at all.
No, I've got 14.
It kind of bites in. You see it, you know, at least one of its fangs snap off as it rears back really, really angrily. And you hear it scream.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's asking see, for help.
Goes yeah. to chomp down one of the sequins, blinds one of its eyes.
So one of the chitines, there are two, sorry, my bad, two chitines are now hopping down out of the ceiling to have it out with you.
All right, so we're rolling initiative.
So did he come down in between like me and Terry? Oh.
I would say one showed up, but one dropped down behind Zach. Or
that's a two, so six.
One, I have a two. This kind of makes sense.
No, one falls down behind.
I have a two.
Forgive me, at home people. I'm getting used to everybody's name still. One drops down behind Svend, and the other one drops between Floki and Ular.
But he's in between me. He hasn't looked at me yet.
No,
right?
he's between you guys.
All right. Well. Do I have a first attack then? Can I just turn around and whack him with an axe?
Well, you gotta roll initiative first.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, he's targeting you, and I just, like, turn around and he's right in front of me. Alright. What are we rolling now?
Initiative. It's a d20. And then there should be right next to the little shield icon.
You got plus
for your
three.
AC.
I got plus three. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't even have a plus for your guy.
No, no, I'm slow on the uptake.
Six, three, nine.
It's a nine. What'd you two get?
I got a six.
I have two.
No man on the total. It'd be a nat 20 for me.
Yeah. Loaded.
I don't have to worry about anything. They ain't looking at me.
I'm the one here dating it.
So
poking in the tail. Hello.
Just trying to get my spell to work.
Okay, so the cheating's gonna take a swipe at you. The cheating can make three attacks with its daggers. So, and it's gonna take a swing at first at you.
Who?
Floki. Oh. So it gets plus four to hit. That would be an 18 plus 4.
Turd.
So,
D4.
Because I don't think you want to take the full 4 at the moment. Sorry, but I break out my dice here.
Yeah.
Okay. So you take 4. Jeez. You take 4 of a shot. It's going to turn around and take a swipe at Svend.
Now, that's a physical attack, correct?
Yes.
So, is he even going to touch me?
You wouldn't even know.
No, he's...
I tweak his eyes.
So
for you to take a body... The brain and everything still has to be all intact and everything, or?
I'm not 100% clear on the details, but, like, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to pilot a body if it was just decapitated. But, like, if the brain is, like, if you had trauma...
I think generally the body would probably have to be somewhat whole, like, the head would have to be there.
Well, I knew that, I'm just trying to figure out, like, if I'd, like, draw an arrow and put it right through its head, I mean, is that going to be useful in case... So I'm trying to pinpoint where I should be attacking, mainly, if that makes sense.
I would say if there's, a glaring, injury like that, right through the head, I mean, I would guess the way I would play is when he takes over a body, it gets, full health, on the thing, and then I believe his damage, any damage he takes, gets halved.
Oh, okay.
While he's in possession of a body.
And then we can just heal it if we need be. All right. I'll just try to figure out the way.
I would say it takes several.
Okay, so
several the last two attacks. Did I say two or three ago?
When I got swiped.
Yeah. You can make three attacks. So the last two, it swipes at Sven's character, obviously not knowing that he's a ghost, and they just go right through.
Okay, so paint me a picture here with the action here. So what, how is it? How is this guy swiping at me? Is it underhanded with the blade under his?
I would say he goes underhanded with you and spins and tries to slice through Zach and then slice through him again.
Oh, so he spins off of me after nailing me.
Mm-hmm.
which probably be like under the ribs or something.
So I have an idea here, if you want to bear with me on this one. You said there was one that dropped right behind Sven, right? So he's attacking him first.
Right.
It was a swipe at him. If he's attacking through Sven, can we get a good roll and see if he...
You have advantage on attack.
No, I'm saying, does he hit the old guy that's standing right behind Sven?
No, he's not close enough.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's third like that.
You know what I mean? You know, like, he would go through him and he hits his own guy.
In this area...
Is he going to get annoyed and try to swipe at me again?
Possibly.
And in this area, too... Well, I guess I'll wait until my turn. So...
Then maybe take up, like, an extra turn trying to get to me.
So, I would say the other one tries to swipe... That's Sven realizing this isn't going to work, so it just holds off on its next couple attacks. The
man, you guys just really don't learn.
The other little monster is now pulling into position to get by Tyler, as I do believe it's going to attempt to use its special ability on Ular.
What creature? You were only talking about the other two.
The Fearling's still there. It didn't run away.
Okay, so...
So it realized that, you know...
The two were trying to attack him,
basically. No, one's facing you guys, but behind one that has its back turned facing him. So you guys... So whoever goes next will have the advantage on attack.
Well, I had a 9.
So that would be you.
Order.
So that'd be you.
You, then him, and then I'm last.
So those two are occupied with him over there. Mm-hmm. So this thing that's staring at me, what is it again?
It is. Well, it hasn't quite got to you yet. It's got a swish, but
I don't know if I can see it.
It's a Fearling. So if you look directly at this thing, you get caught in its gaze, and it's gonna work a little fear magic on you.
Does this fluff guy see it? Because I want to be able to see it, but does Fluff see it coming? I think it's Flump. Sorry. Because I've been right behind him the whole time.
Or are you?
And he's been looking straight. So does he see this, and does he say anything?
And he's more to the ground. Yeah. Yeah, he would definitely say something to you. Probably be like, look out behind you. And then kind of like scares off himself because he's not a fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, behind the protection of a... You know, medium-sized stalagmite.
Well, as of right now, I probably couldn't see him well enough to shoot arrows, so my best defense would probably... I mean, I wouldn't be worried about them. I'd be watching my back, because Terry's right behind me, so I wouldn't be too worried at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Floki, not... Sorry about that.
Hey, we're all getting used to names. That's okay.
So I would probably prepare myself defensively for, like, an incoming... attack. Try and keep like that flame, because I've noticed that it doesn't like light.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep, because I still have the torch, so I try to keep that flame in front of me, and then I just kind of bunker down, grab my weapon, and I prepare myself.
Okay, so you're using your turn more to get in a defensive position.
Yeah, and then
okay.
Kind of protect the fluff guy so he doesn't, because that's our
guide.
Alright. I'm just gonna go float straight through one of the enemies and go towards Uller over here. And I'm gonna warn him of incoming attacks.
Okay.
Well, you can't really attack, can you?
Yeah, I really can't do anything.
You're in corporeal body.
I mean, I can like slap someone across the face, but that doesn't really do anything.
You're gonna make him whiff, alright.
Does the bodies have to be dead for you to take over?
No.
They don't have to be dead for you to
take over? No. He can possess, but they have to make a constitution saving throw.
I know if they have to be dead or not.
No.
Okay, so the Fearling...
That sucker's out.
That was right in front of me, and then it howled at me, right? So now I got this whole entire thing. I just look at it. I blink a couple times. I rear my head back and I headbutt it right in the face.
Okay.
So, strength with a 9. So now we're really going to get into this one. Mm-hmm.
So what's your strength?
Plus 3 on it. Because it's just with my hands.
You got 12.
It's an unarmed attack.
Yeah. Its AC is 13, though. Not quite good enough. So it's going to... It's going to skitter down a little bit as you know, break off a piece of stalactite with your forehead.
Feels good. Feels good. Lets me know I'm alive.
So I do believe it's the bad guy's turn. The Fearlings... trying to find the best angle of attack against Ular. It's trying to get to the right spot where it can catch lock eyes with Ular. So can you give me a quick dexterity save? Or a quick dexterity?
Wait, he's getting attacked? I warn him. Because that's kind of what I went over there to do.
Okay, so do it with advantage. So you get to roll twice and take the better one.
That's a 19.
19
and a
16,
so
I'll
take the
19. Okay, so with Sven's warnings, you're able to keep the torch kind of more in line of sight with this thing than you.
You can hear it woofing.
Woof, 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 woof. So the other two... The two chitines are now staring down.
The barrel of a shotgun, baby. Floki.
So we're basically what, back to back, me and you right now, at the moment? Staring down this other thing, and the other two are staring at you.
So the one goes to tackle you.
Missed him.
To the ground.
Ooh, is this strength?
So this would be strength against strength.
Ooh, you hold your ground, ooh, buddy. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Hold that ground. What'd you do?
Don't worry about it. Let's see your roll.
I don't know what you rolled yet. I need 1 second.
Go ahead, just make your roll.
So I know it's strength. Oh, that's just
everybody knows it was good. That's all you need to know.
I'm stabbing myself on my own D4. That's not a good thing. You have 14.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You didn't win.
What did you roll? Oh, dear God. So, play this out for me as he goes to tackle you.
I think I just triangulate my legs. And as I kind of like scooch back, I hold it right by the waist. And I kind of lift it up. So now I'm holding it. And it's kind of like struggling with his feet dangling in front of me. So I have it in captivity.
All right. Then the other one starts running towards you.
Jeez. Oh,
I'll give you a roll right here, right now, if you want to throw him at it.
I can try that. Are we near any? Oh yeah, never mind. Yeah, I guess I'll try that.
Or if you want to just try to impale the thing onto a stalactite.
A 17.
17.
I'll toss it at the other one.
Okay.
That seems more visually appealing.
Okay, come on.
Plays with what I want you to do next.
So I kind of like give like a circle swing, like ring around the world sort of thing, and I.
So we'll give him
right at it.
We'll give them both a D4 of blunt force trauma here.
Two for each. Do they topple on top of one another?
Yeah, they go. Rear end over tea kettle in that.
So that thing that was looking at me.
And I flexed.
So the thing that was looking at me didn't like light, right?
Right.
Okay. So now that you have a free hand, right?
I got two free hands. I don't have any more monsters
it's
in my arms.
It's your guy, your round.
While
you're
that
up.
Was going on, and I'm playing, you know, peekaboo with this thing over here. Sorry,
boxing.
Does your light take a roll, or is it on a cooldown or anything?
No, it's a cantrip. I can do it whenever I want.
So since
as long as there's like some
off,
sort of phosphorescent.
So since you threw them off, I'm gonna turn it. I'm gonna like not turn, but I'm gonna say, Floki, use your light towards me. So I want you to hit your light to where this guy is trying to come after me. So hopefully that will scurry him away so I can turn and help you take out the guys that are knocked down at the moment.
I mean, a cantrip, I know I can use as a bonus action, but I mean, I gotta wait for my turn.
So it's you first.
So I can't ask you to do that.
You can ask me.
You can't. Yeah, you speak as like speak. Any bonus action. That's well, fine.
That's why, as a free action.
That's
yeah.
why I'm yeah, saying okay. So I can get this guy off me so me and you can team up on
so
the other two.
After I flex, I give you like a cool guy thumbs up. Like, yeah, we're going to do this, man.
So are you going to flip that thing so I can scare this thing away?
No, you got to go first.
You got to hold your action.
Yeah.
You'd have to hold your action.
So or take a swipe at it yourself.
Well, I don't think it's really that close to me. You said it was off in the distance a little bit, didn't you?
See the your muscles.
No, I was trying to maneuver itself to get into more your line of sight, but I don't I feel you guys right were walking you. Much so more than 5 feet away from off. Each other, so.
Alright, so what do disco I need? Ball of me is my question.
You can either attack, you can hold, you can.
Well, obviously.
I mean, you technically don't even have. You can turn your back on this thing and go attack one of the other things.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wait and get attacked in the back. That's not my.
Well, we got two of them, Ass Over Tea Kettle, over here. The other one is the Fearling, that.
Yeah, but
that just kind of scattered off.
Attack the other one.
I got you.
So, yeah, this thing's trying to skitter and get into your line of sight.
He's next after me, then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he can let whoever know if that ship keeps moving up. So I might as well take advantage then. If he took the other two down, I might...
Finger guns is awesome.
So they're like, what, probably 10 feet from me? If
mm-hmm.
I was thinking I could probably go up, probably do a... Axe attack, I guess. That's all I really got. Or axes.
Okay. And they're both down on the ground, so you can come right. Come around. Again, I'll give you advantage on that.
I feel like I would, like, turn around and, like, do one of those, like, Superman tomahawk axe.
Ah, so you're, like, leaping through here, like, Superman, and crashing right down. Okay.
That guy, I'm assuming, is sitting there. One's on his knee. One's going to start walking up, and I'm just going to catch him off guard.
Okay.
You also get advantage because they're prone.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be under? At a 13?
That would be strength, I would be guessing.
Mm-hmm. But you have a plus 5 on it. Battle axe.
Yeah.
Attack. So.
And I got a plus 4 on strength. So I had a 13. I had a 17.
Okay.
And plus 5.
Yeah, you're.
Battle axe.
You're definitely good. You just trying to go through the back of one of them, or?
I was thinking I was going like through the shoulder area, right? His
collarbone. No, it's like the right there. Okay.
Because I was thinking more for the other guy. Because I was thinking if we can get one of these out of the picture, he can get something useful to help us do something with.
Well, all right. Give me your what's your damage?
For the damage, it's at 1d8. Which one is that? This one?
I believe that's the two pyramids butt to butt.
That's that one.
A D8, yeah.
I got a 2.
2.
A 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 plus your strength mod.
Plus the one.
Would be 2 plus strength mod. Oh, no, it's just a D8. Well, it would be strength mod because you're attacking with a... So, 2. 2 plus whatever you got on there.
So,
4. Okay. You cut a really good gash. Right into one of the thing's chest. And it's wiggling around, screaming horrifically.
Good.
At you guys.
Good.
I'm gonna try to take my chances and try to possess the one that's wriggling around the ground screaming, because I feel like it'd have disadvantage on constitution.
It's weakened.
Okay.
It's like Pokemon, you know, you gotta whittle it down before you can throw a Pokeball and catch it. 13, that's the D20 roll for me to try to possess it. And what would that be?
I guess I have to do a constitution saving throw.
Would I get any bonuses on that?
I would say more on
handling.
Let's say I would have to roll with disadvantage.
Alright. Land right in the middle.
Looks like you're leaning.
There we go. 9 and 10. So it wouldn't matter. Yeah, so you get to possess the thing.
Alright, I just completely, like, try to match my body perfectly to his, and then I just go straight in.
Okay. So you're not moving, you're perfectly...
So how much does his, you said his life remains, or he's, how does that work?
Basically, what I would call is the creature goes back up to full life. And then Zach would take any damage done to that creature, Zach would get half of that.
Yeah, I didn't know if he had like a life bar himself. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he would just have his own.
And so the only way he...
So he has a life bar of the vassal and then the life
of a life bar of himself.
So this was a Fearling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do I get the same attacks as a Fearling?
Yes. You get the multi-attack.
All right. Then, is that my turn? Is that all I can do for now?
So, why don't you describe, like, how it looks on the monster? Like, is there anything that changes in its eyes? Does it, like, glow that phosphorus and light? The blue light is, like, suddenly it's in its eyes.
I'm going to say I'm, like, a dull bluish, greenish, like, almost, like, aqua color. And then its eyes turn that color, and then they blink, and then their eyes turn back to normal.
Okay. So we wouldn't know exactly what was happening
with it yet.
Before,
so
right. So okay.
It is now.
It would be mine.
Your now. Turn.
So okay. I see this kind of display that's going on.
You would have seen Sven suddenly disappear into the body of this thing. So.
So. Because I'm a cleric, I might actually have an idea that, like, maybe he has possessed. It's just something strange, too. It's never.
Will that be under
anything I've seen? Probably Arcana be like religion. Or something. Would I? Did you want me to maybe check to see if I can?
Yeah, go ahead.
Suss this out. Okay, so religion is part of my. It's my bag, baby. So 13. Hopefully it's common knowledge.
No, I would say since you're a cleric, I mean, that would be, you know, possession you guys have seen.
Alright, so kind of... Alright, cool. And, I give, I see... I don't see that one thing scurrying around. He's been dealing with that one, mm-hmm. right? So the other one, let's see. You know what? I'm going to cast Shield of Faith, and Shield of Faith is going to raise my AC by 2, and so how that looks, too, is I think with everything going on, now I'm starting to get serious with this, mm-hmm. like my calm demeanor is kind of starting to wane because I got hurt, and then on top of it, all this stuff is happening. So I kind of gather in, and when I cast it, instead of, like, the sparkly disco light sort of stuff, because I'm already a disco ball, I think what's going to happen is there's more of, like, an ether flame that just starts to come off. It's like a white flame, and then it's just poof. And then now you just kind of see this, like, flaming aura.
It's
a lot worse, considering that, like, here I'm talking about how I'm glittery like a disco ball, and now I'm flaming. All right. Anyways, I'll stick with it, though, because I like the imagery.
Okay.
that just happens, because I'm willing, and I pull my shield and spear, and I kind of Superman. No, because I can't attack, because I just casted this. I think I'm just going to get in the ready in case this thing gets up and comes after me.
Okay.
So, AC is significantly higher now. This gave me a plus 4 to AC.
Ooh. Okay, so the chitin that was on top of, now possessed by Sven, kind of shakes things off. You see it like shake and gets up and gets in the ready to go rounds with Floki. So, and now you were
I just attacked.
You just attacked.
Sliced the guy. He just
sliced the desk. So
did I see him do that? Like, do I need a roll to kind of see if
no.
I saw? Because I kind of attacked.
No, you attacked. So you both saw Sven's incorporeal body go into this chitin that's laying on the ground. So with your movement going to attack, the Fearling is now moved into position to catch your eyes.
Catch my eye.
Mm-hmm. Since you went for an attack and you don't have the torch up to block you anymore, So it's gonna, I mean, roll to make sure I can get you. 17. Alright, so it's gonna roll in and catch your gaze. So you have to roll a Constitution saving throw. Let me just double check on that. For those of you listening at home, I try to keep an image, a picture of any guys I use in the game. So, but sometimes I have to kind of go back and forth a little bit. There we go. So yes, you have to make a DC 13 wisdom saving throw. So you have to get a 13 or better with wisdom as your modifier.
Yeah, I see. 13 plus 1.
All right, you make it.
That almost rolled as a 5.
I was like,
oh no.
Let's say you feel your heart like start to rush a little bit, but you're fine with it. So you cannot be affected by the Fearling's gaze for 24 hours.
He's running out of moves.
So did it kind of like pump his chest up and stare at me, kind of thing?
You kind of like just
kinda
like
a Medusa,
like I said, like
thing.
The thing just like looks and just kind of like you don't necessarily like,
well,
what you perceive to be screaming at you.
Is it my turn though?
Oh yeah.
Alright, well...
One had to waste its turn standing up to get into the ready. Sven's in the other one, so...
I'm kind of going to just be like, really? And I'm just going to grab my other axe real quick, and I'm just going to tomahawk it square into the skull.
Okay.
So, is that a d20 roll?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, better than 13.
At 19.
Ooh.
I'm definitely going all the way through as far as I can, too.
Okay.
Damage.
Yeah, roll for damage.
Which one? Is that another D8?
You get a D8 plus whatever your strength modifier is.
That's a 10.
That's D8.
No, that's a 10.
Is that a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. 7.
Plus,
my axe does plus 5.
You got hurt.
So. You split this thing literally in half and bury your axe partially in the stone as this thing slides down and separates and just falls dead.
I get covered with it too.
Bye.
Did you want to?
I that's up to you. I'm the one that just devoured it.
Where's the
gold? It's not like poison.
No, no, I think more ickers on your accent than you.
And then afterwards, I kind of just shake the rest of it off.
Flop.
Okay.
My turn.
Yeah, you either got to get up or maybe you can make a swipe at the other one while you're on the ground.
So I'm going to get up, look at my new body, and just go groovy.
Do any of you speak undercommon?
No.
I mean, what would that be under if I could?
Basically, we would have decided that much earlier.
Oh, so I figured, but I didn't know if my guy was...
say groovy.
Languages.
It's like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so that you go to say groovy, just adding some weird, wretched noise out of the thing.
You like, wait. You even try to look at him and give him the, I just want to make sure this isn't here for my own.
One of your four arms, you give me a thumbs up.
Good, you do have five fingers, five digits, so you can give him at least a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm still looking disapproving, like,
ooh. That is one, and I walk up covered in that thing's blood, and I'm just like, that thing's hideous.
So I mean, you have to spend your action like getting up. So then it goes to, Floki.
Well, this thing gave me a thumbs up. I don't feel threatened by it anymore. So I'm gonna go after the other one, and just kind of do like a. How far away is this thing?
I mean, you threw it into him, so probably like maybe, you know, 5 to 10 feet away. It's within striking distance to you.
All right, I'm going to do one of those, I guess like sidestep, sort of like sidesteps, like kind of like almost like a side skip.
Mm-hmm.
And then just rear back and take the spear and come up underneath.
So you're building a momentum with your your spear.
With the sidestep.
Yeah, like spear thrusting, basically.
Yeah. But like in an upward arc.
Like one of those Spartans used to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Do I hit? 11. 11.
Does 11 no bonus actions with strength or anything like that?
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, that's what the strength
is. I rolled a 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Well, geez.
I'm going to say you went to swipe at it and, you know, you misjudged the distance and just within inches.
Yeah!
Okay, just pushes it down.
Grr! I bet you're scared now.
So, yeah, this thing just kind of like roars angrily at you and turns to Svend, who's now in possession of their body, helping him try to pick him up the rest of the way.
Oh, so he has no understanding that.
Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this.
So he's
gonna say thank you to him and
so he's gonna try to help. He's gonna try to help his friend, not knowing that he's possessed.
Give him
buddy, our thing. So
get a wink at me.
That would be like, you guys.
Okay, dummy.
Yeah, so what is it back to me? Then?
Back to you.
Well, since I seen Terry mess, Floki mess.
I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose.
Where the hell did Flump go this whole time?
Flump is hiding behind a small like area of stalagmites.
Like, silent cheerleader over there, like, watching all this.
Just about.
I didn't scare him off, did I?
I mean, if something like comes close enough to him, he can like make an attack.
He's like John Leguizamo as the Violator. Like, Floki, Floki, he's her man.
Alright, well, I'm going to test my luck here, since I'm behind a few of them.
I mean, obviously, I don't believe he's in front of me, and I don't believe he's right next to the guy helping him up.
But I'm just kind of going to stare at the other one, kind of like look at him, point at him, grab my axe, and I'm just going to try and do one of those axe throws right at the other guy.
So you're going to try to throw the axe at him?
Yeah, two. Why not?
Or you're gonna try to land both?
No, I'm just going to do the one.
You're just doing one, so you're not doing like a double overhead?
Yeah, my other one is kind of dirty at the moment, so I kind of wanted to get the other one a little dirty.
All right, so that's dexterity for that.
Yeah. I have you know, too, with that miss, I'm still just standing there like that. Like, and I'm getting a wink from the other monster. I'm like,
So I got a 15, what was it, dexterity?
Dexterity. Yeah,
plus 3 on that.
Alright.
Yeah, 18 on it.
18, so yeah, that's definitely enough to land the shot.
That's a battle axe, plus 5 on a 58. Oh, did you 4? There's the 8. I got a 3 plus 5.
He's 18. The only one doing damage in this one.
I know.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's hurt.
I'm going to go take a nap.
He's guessing I might have caught like, the arm area, the fatty part, I would assume.
Did you bury, you're thinking the axe is buried like right into him? Almost
no,
like,
I'm thinking
like,
maybe like the tip of it where it like kind of curves up, maybe it caught like right into him type of thing. To kind of like, hey, buddy, what's going on type of thing.
Okay.
It's not nothing that would have like took his arm off where he'd lose how to use it, but it's kind of, it's buried in there deep a little bit.
I mean, that goes to spend.
What'd that drop him to though? 8 life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to bite twice at him. And
he has dagger attacks.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well then I'm going to try.
You get 3 dagger attacks.
Alright, so I'm going to try to cut once on both legs. And then one in the chest.
Okay. So you gotta roll 3 times.
That's a crit fail on my first roll.
Well, you do have like 4 arms, so keep going.
That's another crit fail.
Oh my god.
And that's a 3.
What did you roll?
Whiff.
Nah.
Because you know his new
body. I would say you go to, and I think
it's just like flailing arm. It's like a wacky waving and flailable arm, flailing dude man.
Yeah, so the other two stop and look at you.
Going like this.
The other two like stop, all of a sudden just look at you with like disgust. Of like, what was that? So how are you looking back at them?
I'm going
to
look back
and
I'm just
going to
go, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I could see the confusion on the other guy's face with the accent.
I'm like, what? Like the other one's literally like,
and then you got Fluff in the background. My goodness.
Okay, Floki, it's
you know, because I'm close enough, now. I'm just seeing this, like the flailing, I'm like, well, I haven't been doing any better. I might as well try to grab this stupid thing. So I take the spear and I put it right behind its neck and I start choking it out while it's looking at him, like explain himself. I'm like,
all right, so that would be grab. That'd be a strength check between us.
Oh god,
he's got one arm.
Fail arm.
11.
I have 8.
So you go do that.
I have it near. It's like now. It looks at me. Like really.
So I say you went to sneak, and it's just a mere turn right around to see you.
Just a nervous juggle. Hey.
So since you're right there, and I believe the 3 of you are gone, so it's gonna make its 3 attacks against you because you happen to be right there.
And you're pretty close to
it. Yeah. 17.
Uh-oh.
11. And then 8.
Well, I have 18.
Oh, so
you pinged off the first one.
The first one pings off, and the other two whiff. So yeah, now
tried using it goes, the one arm that doesn't work.
So now it goes. Like,
but my maracas, I go chick chick a boom, chick chick a boom.
And then your dead arm hits you.
Oh.
So it goes back to Ular.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to try it again. Hopefully I don't hit you in the face in the process.
Actually, I'm going to aim for like the back area to give you like... So if I do whiff this, it gives you an idea, you know.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know, my other axe is in the other dead thing. Since I'm the only one killing things,
don't you have a spell or anything you can use?
Yeah, but the axes are fun.
Okay.
So I'll just grab my other axe, and while I'm there, I might as well do some more target practice, and I'm going to throw...
Do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. You're the only one doing anything.
Me and you make eye contact when I'm about to do it, and I can see the doubt in your eyes, and I'm sitting there like...
It's going to happen.
You got the big shape, the crazy smile of yes, and he's like got the worried look of...
My adrenaline... I would assume since this whole fight's been going, my adrenaline is sky high since I'm just in everything right now.
Yeah, since you barely made it out of that fear...
You're just so happy. That
so now I'm just like, all right.
You're killing everything.
I'm just looking at you, nodding my head. And
no.
Oh, boy. That's a 7. And what's no. The next one? So I got a plus 10 on it. So I probably shanked.
Oh, yeah. It ends up landing handle first on him and just lands to the ground.
50. Dunk.
50-50. Not too bad.
This guy being attacked by his three incompetent saps. It's like clunk.
This is literally like a fifth grader getting slapped around by a bunch of kindergartners, yet still losing.
Hey, we come in numbers.
Take that, poo poo head.
All right, spend. Are you gonna attempt to multi-attack again?
I'm just gonna try to like slowly walk behind this other guy, as he's too busy being occupied. And then I'm gonna go for my multi-attack. So a 10 on the first one.
You know, if you can hit him, you get sneak attack because
he's... A 6 on the second. Wait, hold on. Well, this would be dexterity, right?
What's his to hit? Yeah.
Or would it be different because I'm a...
You're using daggers because it's a finesse weapon, too.
That's right. You get,
I am...
Let's go through. You get plus 4 to hit.
Plus 5?
You get plus 4 to hit.
And I, as a person, am proficient with daggers, so I got a plus 5. So a 15, and then an 11, and then a 15 plus 5, so 20.
Okay. So your two attacks land, so you got to give me a roll of 2d4.
What does that mean?
D4.
I know, but finesse.
It means it's finesse, so you could use dexterity instead of strength.
Alright, so
D4.
Do you roll individually, or you can roll two at once?
D4 plus...
1. Well, what's the
T20? You get a plus 5, do you? Yeah, so 6.
And
8.
And 6.
11
again.
Doesn't cut it. The 11 shot doesn't make zero, but the other two did.
Okay.
So what were the two?
6 and 8.
6 and an 8 of damage?
Yeah.
Oh, so you... How are you finishing this dude off?
I'm just going to do it as quietly as possible. I'm just going to take two of my, like, 15 hands and just in both sides of the neck.
I would have gone with the angel wings, personally.
I would have done something differently. I would have stabbed him in the chest and stabbed him in the
head. I still got it, and I'm like holding it.
That guy probably doesn't even know what just happened.
He probably just fell over.
Got him!
You hear like the death gurgle out of the thing as it goes limp.
It got it!
And it just goes.
It got it!
So you see the flump come out from behind like a small outcropping of rocks. I can't say that I'm impressed.
Well, hey there, little guy.
But since you survived, perhaps Odin was right about you.
You see you there, cleaning.
Sounds about right. I mean,
yeah, what he said. Man.
So with that, he leads you the rest of the way through the cave. I'm assuming you're lighting it up as you go. You go through this big man-made, almost like what we call an outcropping or a door, and you see this amazing cul-de-sac, if you will, just carved into the mountain itself. So the flumph just kind of, I wasn't expecting that.
A cul-de-sac? Mm-hmm. So now we're
it's almost like a very, very small town. A small village literally carved into this thing. Like, if you could picture,
a suburban of, okay.
Just, like, carved into this thing. And there's, like, a gate to go in. And so there's, like, a very wide opening. There's a hole up on the top of the ceiling of the cave, if you will, that's letting some light down in there. And you can see, like, mirrors up there that help increase the intensity of light. So you're going into there into daylight.
Is there anyone around, or is it just us?
You see absolutely nothing.
Good neighborhood. Must be a nice school district, too.
Yeah, pretty peaceful. So we're trying to figure out why the water's not running. Do we see anything that shoots right out at us?
You see that water should be coming out kind of this thing. Somewhere like there's like a large, almost like I don't want to say sewer entrance, but there's a large entrance to the thing that you see that water should be coming out of. Something should be coming out of. You can see like the rock bed of a flowing river, but nothing is moving.
Oh, fuck. Interesting.
Well. Since we were attacked by the welcoming committee here to this thing, I don't think we want to draw any attention to ourselves, do we?
Well, I don't see anything around, do you?
It's just a dead village? Like, there's nobody in here?
No, there's no sound, no nothing. It's just unearthly still and quiet.
Well, I mean, I could do, like, an investigation check. Like, you just were talking about, like, where we notice, like, where it's not running off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get closer up to it, see if I notice anything.
I don't know what that would... What would that be under?
Perception would probably perception. Be good. Yeah, perception would be just fine for that.
Plus 4 on perception. So I got 14.
I'll look around with you. 17, 18, 19, 20,
21, 22. All right. Well, I'm not really seeing anything into my, like, coming right out to me.
What personally. Do I see?
So you're trying to look down this thing. You see that this goes on this entrance to where, you know, a water would come out, like, you know, a small river, large stream should be pouring right out of there. You can see as much as your light will carry you using your little thing on like the wall of it.
Well, if it's in like a cove or anything like that, and it's not going to radiate any light any other way, then yeah, I would.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it gives you like 20 feet, right?
Yeah.
So you see like 20 feet into this thing that it's bone dry. But within 20 feet of that area, there's nothing there.
Even though, so we got to keep following this to.
Or you can go. You can either follow that thing down into wherever it goes, or you can go into
the village,
into the little cul-de-sac. It's like I said, it's all carved right into thing. Basically, you see the face of this, but you could tell it goes on and in. Like, there's a small, like gate to go in and out, but basically, like, the face of this town is just carved right into this rock. So, you know...
Gated community.
You know money. Going into there that, you know, you're gonna... There's gonna be way more to it than obviously meets the eye, but you can tell this is gonna be a big place. I mean, you could almost say maybe it's more like a castle carved into the rock.
Well, maybe since this guy looks like me, could potentially be one of these people, then maybe he can go around asking questions and then get back to us on that.
Yeah, but there's no one there.
There's absolutely no one?
It is ungodly quiet.
Huh. Yeah. We should start shouting. I think I want to do that.
Maybe we could just ask that plump guy, like, does he have any ideas where we're supposed to be going?
Keep mispronouncing his name. This is amazing.
I gotta do it. That's my guy. Plump. He's gonna get irritated.
You're not really paying attention.
You can see the flump is getting exceptionally irritated at how many times that its name has been mispronounced. So it tells you, I know nothing about this, whatever this is. I was literally just sent here to get you through caves and dark places. So I feel you will need to look at this place on your own. I don't think this is a place for a flumph really to be. There's nowhere for me to hide. Should trouble arise.
There isn't a spigot or anything. You're not trying to lead us into a trap, are you? It's like, you have to tell us or else it's entrapment.
Roll for insight.
Oh, insight's my bag, baby. 24.
You can tell it's being very, very sincere. It's terrified of whatever's going on here. It doesn't like what it sees, and it's uncomfortable seeing like a town that's nothing but dust and dead.
Well, if this guy's scared, well, I'm scared too.
Can the flump understand me?
It can understand you.
Okay. I just want to...
Because it's telepathic. It speaks through telepathy. So it can understand what you're saying.
Oh my goodness, flump. Did you understand my groovy reference earlier? Oh, not that.
That's what you're worried about. Did you hear it? Wasn't it cool when I did that?
Yeah.
So with that, the flump just what you perceive as it's staring at you disappointingly, and with that it says, "For this little part, I think you're going to be on your own, and I hope you succeed." Because I've never met adventurers that I believed in less.
Yeah, but did you understand me?
Then yes.